time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Justin Tucker met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday afternoon.
Nick and Jordan, hey, I'm going to pick a target line that's going to be more right third of the uprights, and we're just going to, you know, just smash a ball and go from there. So, I'll leave it at that.
Justin, people in this locker room will tell you you're the most confident guy in this locker room. Has that been a battle at all with your confidence this year when you've been so successful over the years to let a couple get away?
I don't think it's anything that is unique to just playing in the National Football League, coaching in the National Football League, just competing at this level. You're going to have ups, you're going to have downs, and trying to chase as many ups as possible is what we're all after. I mean, ultimately, none of us are happy if we don't win it all in the end. Only one team gets to do that. But part of the challenge that every player, every coach, every team faces is remaining confident. And the way that I know we remain confident, which I'm still confident, I'm going to go out there and nail every single kick. Part of the reason we stay confident is by continuing to work and trust the process. And I know that sounds like, I might sound like a broken record, but, it's a part of what brings us success, is just trusting the process and then taking it one kick at a time.
There was a game here yesterday, too. Was the surface an issue at all?
I wouldn't say the surface was an issue, but it wasn't ideal. That's something that we make it a point to account for by going out there in pregame warmups and, getting our feet under us, figuring out what the wind may be doing. But we've dealt with that plenty of times here, elsewhere, at home. And then throughout the course of the game, the most action takes place in between the hashes, and it naturally just gets chewed up. So it's something that we make it a point to kind of tackle in pregame warmups, and then make whatever minor adjustments if necessary, with whatever opportunities come to us throughout the game.
Justin, is there anything too that I think every single one of the misses this year has been wide left? Is there anything to that? I know each kick is it. Is there something to that trend that every one of the misses were wide left?
Yeah, I think that's fair to ask, and I think the short answer is no. Each kick is its own kick, and the tendency for the misses this season for me have been that they've gone wide left. And even when I felt like I've picked the ball clean, I've hit a strong ball, sometimes the ball will stay straight, sometimes it'll move a little bit, and that's part of the challenge of playing outside where we play, where every one of our division opponents plays, is finding how to pick the ball clean and hitting a strong ball with each opportunity. So I think that's the long answer, and the short answer is not really, no. I'm just really making it a point to go out there and hit each ball strong and hit each ball straight.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
All right, guys.